And some would say, if you haven't heard of the Grand Ole Opry, you're not a true country fan. It's the name of a radio show that kind of introduced America to country music. And of course, the Grand Ole Opry is also the name of the building where those shows take place. The Opry stage has been home to some of the biggest names in country. But for the past 5 months, that stage hasn't been home to anyone. Back in May, severe floods hit Nashville, causing more than $1 billion in damage. The water that you see over my shoulder here went 2 feet above the Opry stage. But last night, the Opry had a grand reopening. Superstars like Trace Adkins, Martina McBride, and Brad Paisley all took the stage as part of the Country Comes Home concert. One thing they made sure to keep during the repairs process, that famous circle in the middle of the stage, that's been around since the Grand Ole Opry first started. Los Angeles, California set a new record this week, but not one that too many people are happy about there. It is the hottest temperature ever for the city, 113 degrees. LA hit that mark around noon on Monday. The heat wave is coming from hot air that's moving from nearby mountains through Southern California. The high temperatures put pressure on the city's electric grid. In order to try and fight that, officials are asking residents not to use certain appliances. And yes, unfortunately for many of them, that includes air conditioners. They're asked not to use even those during the hottest part of the day.